to the Lisa Valentine Clark Show. What would you tell your younger self about love? Now older and wiser, what are some of the most important lessons that you've learned? Falling in love can be exciting, but it's important to know how to build a lasting relationship. Twinkle Zaman is the author of Love Notes, which chronicles a young woman discovering and embracing the many challenges that come with relationships. She's with us this morning to discuss what she's learned about love. Welcome, Twinkle.
Good morning. How are you?
So great. Thanks for being with us.
No problem. I'm excited.
Well, what would you tell your younger self about love?
Not to rush, not to overthink. It's mm-hmm. not the end of the world. It's going to be okay.
Oh, I love that. I want to ask about relationships and love, which, you know, for a lot of people are very complicated, right? And enmeshed
right.
in so many different parts of our personality. I'd love to ask you how important you think it is to find out who you really are as a person before you get into a relationship. What do you think?
I think it's really important. I think when we get into relationships when we're really young and we really fall deep into those relationships, we somehow lose our identity and our path. And I've just seen it, not just with myself, but with people around me as well. You know, you're making life decisions and choices. What college are you going to go to? Are you not going to go because your significant other's not going? And sometimes you don't recognize those things when you're so young. So mm-hmm. I think it's really important to really just focus on the things that are important to you when you're younger. So you find out who you are, because right now in my mid-20s, I see a lot of people just now discovering who they are, including myself, because these are things we didn't recognize when we were younger.
Right. So let's talk about this idea of self, and especially how it relates to our relationships. What do you think is the first step in building a strong sense of self? Like, you know, when we really want to establish who we are before we get into a relationship?
I think you need to be confident in who you are. That's number one. And really find out what your insecurities are. So if you know what your insecurities are, if you're confident within yourself and you know yourself very well, then you will attract the kind of energy, the kind of things that you need in order to improve your life. I think a lot of the time, if you don't know yourself that well, you attract people who are not the best kind of people to have around you, people who bring you down, mm-hmm. people who hold you down, people who feed into your insecurities. And that's so poisonous. That's just what I've personally experienced.
Do you think that we attract the type of people we think we deserve?
Yes. And that goes back to kind of the insecurity thing. I know when you're insecure, you feel better around people who feel just the same. When you're really confident and you have a plan and you're constantly chasing your goals and your dreams, those are the kind of people that you attract. I think it's kind of natural to feed into, like, what you are. Mm-hmm. You do attract. What you are, I do believe that.
What do you think is the biggest challenge or maybe the biggest misconception when it comes to love?
I think there's so many different kinds of answers for this question, but I think I'm still trying to figure that out, but I mm-hmm. really think that we just don't know the differences sometimes. And when you're young, I think sometimes we think, oh, this is going to be forever, and you have these plans, and then you change as a person, and you know, you have to grow together or you grow apart. And I think we don't all really understand that until we go through the changes, and then we're like, oh my gosh, my mom was right, or you know, whatever.
Mom was right. I like that.
So, I mean, it's true.
Yeah. So let's back up and look at love, and we think that we're falling in love. What are some of the signs that you see that a relationship won't last?
Besides the basic things like disrespect and not a trustworthy person, if you don't have someone who 100% supports you, who loves everything you do, I mean, as far as your goals and your dreams and the things you want to do, mm-hmm. I just don't think it's going to work out unless you plan on being unhappy for the rest of your life, which, I mean, I know people who are completely fine like that, but I'm not. If I can't do what I want to do every day, I don't want to be miserable, right. You know? you still have to have your own identity, and you still have to have your own passions, and you have to look forward to the things you want to do. And if you don't have somebody who completely 100% supports that, and they're not your biggest cheerleader, and you come home and they're griping about things that make you happy, that's not going to make me happy. So,
yeah, right. Well, do you think that, I mean, every relationship has issues and problems and rough patches, you know, whatever you want to call it. Do you think that we waste time trying to make things work?
We do and we don't. I think people can change. I think we just all go through phases. If you're giving someone like the 50th chance, then obviously that person is never going to change. But I think it just depends on the situation and the circumstances. I think it's not a waste if, you know that something will happen, or if you're waiting or whatever, or you're both busy. But if someone's cheated on you like 80 million times and you get back with that person thinking they're going to change, that's a problem.
Right.
So it just depends on the situation.
You mentioned earlier that if, you know, you get together, especially if you're young, if you don't grow together, that you grow apart. Could you talk a little bit more about that and what we could do to make it more likely to grow together?
I think you need to have your plan. Like, if you have plans and dreams and goals on doing one thing and the other person has something they'd like to do, that's great, and I think it really works out because you motivate each other, and you're watching each other chase each other's dreams, and you're each other's cheerleaders. Versus, let's say one person is really ambitious and, a go-getter and has all these things that they want to do in life,
mm-hmm.
And the other person is just kind of like, I don't really know what I want to do. I'm still figuring it out, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think when things like that happen, ultimately one person starts feeling like they're not good enough, or why do you want all of this when we have this? Or, you know, one person kind of, in their eyes and in their situation, someone gets ahead and someone's left behind. And I think that's what happens. And then problems start occurring. And then it's like, is this going to work? Is this not going to work? So for growing apart, I think you need to each individually be passionate and ambitious and, you know, and whatever. It doesn't have to be anything big, but you're goal-oriented and you're fulfilling things together and as a team. And when you're growing apart, you're one person is constantly the leader and the other person is just following. But eventually you're going to get tired of following and you're not going to feel very good about yourself because you'll recognize that at some point.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Twinkle Zaman, who's the author of Love Notes, that chronicles a young woman's discovering and embracing the many challenges that come with relationships. We're talking with her about love and what we wish we would have known when we were younger, or what it takes to make a strong relationship. You talked a lot about having common goals or being goal-oriented. How important do you think it is in a relationship to share the same interests?
I think you don't necessarily have to always share the same interests, but I think it's really important to have some of the same interests as far as hobbies go, how you like to spend your free time together. I think you need to have common interests for those. But if you're looking at career type stuff, mm-hmm. you don't necessarily have to be interested in the same thing. So I think it's what you like to do when you come together versus what you're doing when you're not together.
Right. Breakups can be really difficult and make people stuck, really, for a long time. What do you think is the best thing to do after a bad breakup?
Completely kind of disconnect, but totally reconnect with yourself. Find out the things you like, things that make you happy, why you initially did some of the things you did. Are you chasing your goals for yourself or that other person? Just finding out who you are and following your path and knowing that you're going to be okay and that you're on the right journey to, you know, for a bigger purpose in life. And I know that's hard, especially when it's fresh and it's new. But I think step by step, you'll get there and you'll realize that, you know, maybe I was doing all these things all these years for this person that wasn't even me. And I finally, after all these years, feel like myself and that I have a purpose for something bigger and more meaningful in life.
I love that. Twinkle, how did you get into writing?
I've been writing my whole life pretty much, since I was 9, I want to say, but I didn't really publish anything till I was 19, and I was just very inspired at the time by a lot of things happening in my life, but I was going to just a lot of music festivals, and I was watching and observing a lot of great songwriters, and I was, like, really kind of just touched by their storytelling and how they did everything, and I was like, wow, like, I could do something with my stuff. And then I would show a couple of friends, and they're like, you really could. And so that's how it all started, but I've been expressing myself through writing ever since I was 9.
So of all the topics, what inspired the book Love Notes?
My own personal journey, obviously. Just going from, like, a really long 8-year relationship to just being completely lost, but also found at the same time, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I was just very inspired and motivated as well. As much as, you know, my heart was broken, I was very driven. I was just inspired and chasing my dreams, and I was like, I have to do something with my life. I have to do something with myself. I can't just sit here. And my experiences, you know, throughout that and my journey has created the book Love Notes, and they're small poetries, but if you read the whole book, you'll realize it's a whole story, and it's very relatable to anybody. So even though I say it's, you know, my journey, anyone can read it and say, you know, I relate to that. It's not personal as in, like, I'm not putting my name in there or anything like that. Yeah.
Well, what's your hope for those who read your book?
I just hope that they connect with themselves and they find themselves, and they're able to relate and know, you know, if they're going through a hard time, they're not alone, and that someone else has been there and it's going to be okay. And just, I want someone to be inspired and to do something bigger in life than they're doing now if they feel stuck, or know that there's a way out of whatever situation that they're in, and, you know, they have a bigger purpose in life.
What do you think is the greatest lesson about love that you've learned personally?
The greatest lesson would be to love yourself first, I would say. Because if you don't love yourself, it's very difficult to love someone else. And I know this because before, I did not love myself the way I love myself now. So the way I loved the person that I loved before was very different than how I would love somebody now, because I do love myself and my qualities and the person that I am. And I just know that I'm a much better human being than I was 7, 6 years ago. So I think loving yourself is the most important thing.
It's definitely a process, right, for all of us?
Oh, yes.
No matter, but it starts with us, expands out, bringing more love in the world. Hey, what could be wrong with that, right?
Right.
Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning, Twinkle.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks for being here. You can buy Twinkle's new book, Love Notes, on Amazon.com or at Barnes & Noble. Thank you so much for being here with us at the Lisa Valentine Clark Show. I want to remind everyone that tomorrow is World Down Syndrome Day, and if you're